Detroit is just a few weeks away from a primary election that will decide the two final contenders to become the next mayor. WDET is listening to the voices of Detroit voters as part of our Citizen Vox project. One of those voters is Jasmine Kay. She is an educator and content creator who lives on the west side of the city. She tells WDET's Sasha Ryan she has several issues she feels the next mayor should address.
One would definitely be about like renting spaces and tenants' rights, just making sure that it's equitable. Why am I getting luxury pricing but not getting a luxury space? So I think that should definitely come up first, just to make sure that people can be housed. And the second would be like the education system. So like DPSCD, how are we actually making sure our students are being supported? And the teachers, the staff, and the people who are doing that work, that they have their safeguards and resources to properly do their job.
Are there any candidates that seem to be addressing those issues for you?
I would say not at this time, because I like to take my time to really kind of see their policies and see what they're saying in between that time.
How much do you feel like your expectations for the next mayor are shaped by the work of the last mayor?
I would hope the initiatives that he did start, like removing blight and other things like that, that are they continue to be expanded upon. So I just hope that they would continue the good work that is really actually helping the city to continue to do that and not let ego get in the way of I'm going to tear it down or I'm going to shut it down or stop it to reset it so that I can put my name on it. So I just hope those programs and things that have been helping our city progress, they continue to do that. Then they can sprinkle on their own little flavor in their next season that, okay, this can be their claim to fame. I would hope they would really listen to your people first, because we're here, we're local, we are the ones being impacted directly by these policies and how it comes into our space. So I would hope they just really listen to the people. Take a stand if something is really not with the vision of this country. If something is not right, that they would be bold enough to take that stand to do so. You know, just making sure we're protecting our people, because we're right across from Canada. That's a whole nother country. You know, Detroit historically has been a place like for the Underground Railroad, you know, a port of freedom. I like to like do that. So I hope that they're taking stands, they're listening to their people.
Is there anything you would like to say to people running to lead the city?
Do your job for the people. Do your actual job for the people. What are our needs? And get it moving. Don't overpromise and underdeliver. If there's only one major thing you can do, then make sure it gets done well. We have a tattered history with different mayors in this space. So let that be a good reminder to actually do your job, be involved. Let's see your face more. Like, don't be afraid of your people.